Okay, today is July 1st, 2022. My name is Adriana Casnave. I'm the convener of the Committee of Inclusion, KPFD Committee of Inclusion. We will start making a roll call. Lillian Kerr?
Present.
Miriam Martinez? Nancy Saibara Naritomi?
Present.
And myself, Adriana Casney, present. We are the four original vote members from the LSE. We have quorum because we have three members present. Okay, we will start this. I don't know if you agree, but if not, please let me know. I think that we did the roll call. We need to select a pro tem chair and a pro tem secretary, and then read the purpose of our Committee of Inclusion according to the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, and accepting memberships, because we have here present Susie Moreno and Sister Mama Sonia, that Susie Moreno was a member since ever of the Committee of Inclusion, and Sister Mama Sonia is a new LSB member, and she asked to join us. Then after that, the next point is define our goals, how we were to accomplish those goals, and set the day for the new meeting. Anybody wants anything else to be added? Nancy or Lillian?
I'm not getting the automated reminders. I think I already spoke to you about that, Adriana. So
Yes, I'm communicating with Otis, because did you check your spam or your junk folder? Because he told me that he had your email address since May 20 when I sent it to him. And I have for you, let me see, and I have here the email that I sent to him. And your, give me a sec. Your email is tigermoon1@sbcglobal.net. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
He had that, and he told me that he had it. He has everything, he said. And he had you, Marianne, everything. And like I said, I sent it to him May 20, and he, and if you go to the Pacifica website, you'll see that there you are a member. And
yeah,
do you receive the automatic reminders for other committees, like the LSB or something like that?
You know, I get so many things from the LSB that... But I think they're from other members. I can take this up with Odin, or you can, or whatever. But
don't worry,
we can move on from that. We'll figure that one out.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect. I accept nominations for pro tem chair. If anybody wants to be the pro tem chair.
This is Nancy. I nominate Adriana Casanave to be pro tem. Chair.
Okay.
I second Sister Mama Sonia.
Well, we need to vote you in later on. I accept it, and we need to select a pro tem secretary. Nancy, do you accept? Lillian, do you want to be the pro tem? I'm sorry.
Unless Lillian wants, or Susie, or if nobody wants, I'll do secretary.
That's what I'm asking. Is anybody else more than Nancy that want to be secretary? Pro tem for now, you know. After a few meetings, we can decide something different. But do I hear any objections to Nancy being pro tem secretary?
No.
Perfect. Okay. Then we will go to... You know, is according to the bylaws, Nancy, you speak better and clearly than me. I hope that you have close to you the article, I think that is Article 8, that specifically talk about the Committee of Inclusion purpose and how we do things. I want
I'm
before
sorry.
That...
I don't have my bylaws with me. Could somebody read the bylaws about the
okay,
Committee
Nancy,
of Inclusion?
Nancy, if you don't have it, that's fine. We will solve it some other
way. I have it in front of me.
Perfect. Lillian, can you read
it
for the stream? We know it, but we want to read it for the stream.
So we're talking about Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 4, Committees of Inclusion. Is this correct?
Perfect. Yes, please.
Okay, in addition, there shall be established in each of the Foundation's radio station areas standing committees of the board to monitor the underrepresentation of communities in their respective radio station areas. These committees of inclusion shall include one director and three LSB members from each radio station area who shall be elected by their respective LSBs and such additional individuals as those four shall choose by majority vote. The committees of should I read everything? Because it's available on kpftx.org.
No, that's okay. That was the important part. Then we will read the if we need something else, we will read it later on. Thank you, Lillian. The next point we have in this meeting, we have Susie Moreno, that was a member. And I think that, Lillian, did you receive the report, the last report that the Committee of Inclusion has is from 2018, November 2018. And I believe that I sent the copy of that. And Nancy and Susie Moreno is present now, was one of the members of the Committee of Inclusion. And she asked to be member too. And the same thing with Sister Mama Sonia. Is any objection to accept the two of them like members of this committee?
May I ask for what reason we need to add to the COI at this time, since we haven't spelled out our tasks at this point? I'd like to know what exactly we're tasked with doing before adding. I think, in my opinion, I'm a new member, so I'm a newbie. But from what I'm reading in the bylaws, I think we can do what needs to be done amongst the four of us.
Well, you know, we have the experience from before. Last year, for example, like I said, the last one is from 2018, and we were probably the six or seven members, maybe eight. I will have the numbers later on. I don't remember exactly. But it's not that easy task if we want to do really a good job. And basically, what we are asking is, if is any problem, that's accepted members that already were there, like Susie Moreno, and she knows exactly. She was doing really a wonderful job with the neighborhoods, you know. I don't think this committee, we don't do any politics here. Okay, I understand that most of the LSB and some committees, you know, they have discussion, it's control. What we do in this committee, everybody, we divide the tasks and everybody bring to work out of the committee. And then when we meet, everybody bring whatever information they found and we discuss it among all of us. Till at some point in time, we will have a report.
But I don't know what the tasks are.
Well,
are they?
Well, that's why it's in the purpose, right? Right there. We need to have information, and we talk about that. The work to do is we need to know the demographic of the station. We need to know the demographic of our LSB. We need to know the demographic of the area that is being served by KPFT radio. And the neighborhood, the percentage, is a bunch of information that is really important and will help.
Right.
When people look at that, this is...
How was the information obtained in 2018?
Every one of us grabbed one side of that and went, for example, to the United States Census Bureau, to all sources, official sources of information. And in our LSB, for example, somebody will take the task that check our LSB, the demographic of our LSB, because it's important too, you know, because it's presentation. And programming, somebody, you know, the programming is really, really, really time consuming because you need to go through every program and then try to define what the programs mean.
Would it be acceptable for once we divide up the tasks between the four of us, whoever takes on whatever the task is, say I take on the task of identifying the demographics of a particular neighborhood, I can enlist whatever help I need to produce that report to the COI.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I don't understand why we...
Without having to add more members to the COI.
Why not?
Is that
I
don't know.
No, that's why I'm asking why is your reason? Because, you know, the task at hand is really, really, really big. I mean, it's not a small task. We know the one that we were here from before. We know how long it took us. Research the information, give some kind of form, and then discuss it with the whole committee, till the point that in 2019 and 2020, neither of those committees of inclusion could do anything. You know, because when you start discussing and the thing is political, you know, there we have a problem. I mean, everybody knows what they think about a bunch of things, but this is something that's just statistics. We don't want
I'm not talking about any politics because I don't know any politics. I'm just wondering, because I don't know what exactly the tasks entail, I don't know how many people are needed to do it. I mean, it seems like I don't know. I mean, I defer to the knowledge, but it seems like we can do this.
But we need, why we will not accept two members? One is an LSV member, and the other is a member of this committee since ever, and the LSV since ever. What?
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm just, you know, just.
I want to propose
a question. The bylaws say there's four people on the committee, and I don't know why we can't.
They said that four people are elected by the LSB to start it.
That is
what the bylaw says, and then those members elect new members. You know, but simply majority.
That's
what I'm saying. I mean, we have these two members that were from the first meeting of this committee. They were coming to all the meetings. And then, what they said, we need quorum to do that. And we didn't. We accepted, and then we said, we will wait till the next meeting. I believe that they should be accepted, okay? That is
okay.
My view. And Nancy, what do you
motion?
Think?
Is that the motion?
Nancy, tell me, what do you think? And Susie and Sister Mama Sonia, Susie, that you have experience with this, if you want, you can... talk a little bit. I know that you are having some problems, but please, if you want to explain to Lillian, I don't know how much or how if Lillian Kerr knows you, and I want.
I don't.
That's why.
And I'm pleased to meet you. I'm pleased to meet you by Zoom or Maestro or whatever we're doing.
Yes, and Susie, if you want, you can explain a little bit to Lillian Kerr, what you were doing all this time and what is your, and why you were so interested and why you were since ever in the Committee of Inclusion.
Yes, okay. So what I did is that I did an assessment of the demographics of Houston at the time and Galveston and Huntsville and presented the percentage of everything by report. And that was my duty at the time. That was one of the assignments. The other assignment was KPFT programming. So someone was supposed to assess the program and how that was divided amongst the different communities. The third thing was KPST LSB representation by ethnicity and gender. That was another person would have done that. And then the fourth was to identify reasons for the loss of its minority audience serving the station. And then there was at that time, there was a reduction of 53% of the membership had lapsed or not renewed their renewal. And so another person was going to did the research on that. So, and each of these four categories takes at least two people. At the time, most of us were board members, and most of us were on about three or four of the committees of KPFT. And so we had our hands full. I now am not on the board, and I'm not on any of the committees. And so this is one of the committees that I really think it's really necessary for the simple purpose. That reason is that the community that I belong to is not properly represented. That's my reason for wanting to join the committee. Plus, being a long-standing member of the committee, I know that I can be of help in this committee. And if anything that I can do, I think one of the areas that I wouldn't be able to contribute too much is in the programming. I think that two more members, I'm not really understanding what your argument is and not allowing other people to join the committee, not just myself, but others, if they're interested in the committee and willing to work.
This is Sister Mo.
Go ahead, Sister.
Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. This is Sister Mama Sonia. I requested to be on this board because of the lack of inclusion of people from my community. I'm African American, and the lack of inclusion of African Americans within just in all phases of KPFT, the programming. Programming and a lot of other stuff. So I was asked to be on this committee. That was even controversy of me even getting on the board. I mean, I was on it, and then the other person who I was replacing, all of a sudden she said she wanted to be on there. So then I was taken off, then I was put back on. And I got a call today from someone, I'm not going to say who it is, there's a rumor out being put out that I've been put off the board.
Oh, my goodness.
And someone called me today and said, are you still on the board? So I just think it's really important, you know. I want to be involved in this committee because we have when it talks about committee of inclusion, if I read it right, my community is not included in when it comes to disability like it should be.
Okay. I really appreciate Susie and Sister Mama Sonia, and
Nancy on the set.
Who's Nancy?
Nancy?
Go ahead.
Yeah. When you're finished, I'd like to
go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We have quorum here because Adriana and myself and Lillian.
Yes. I say that at the beginning. Beginning.
Okay, so I'd like to nominate that we vote to put Sister Mama Sonia and Susie Moreno on this committee. And we have, you know, in addition
motion?
To what, yeah, that's a motion I move. And because this is, I think we're all capable women, capable in intellect, and but it's a lot of work. And we were doing what Susie described. I'd like to add, we had to check the gender and the age of our LSB, of our programmers. And last year we tried to do the gender
And we got stuck on that. And that, so we were also discussing maybe to survey our listeners and get a diversity report on that. Anyway, but we never got that far. But this is the things that we have done in the past in that 2018 report. That took a lot of time, plus putting it in a pie that's in a color code and graphics so it's easy to present. And we report our findings to the PMB and to Nancy. But
Nancy.
Yes.
I understand
your
explanation.
Yeah.
I want you just to be clear. Just repeat your motion, please.
Yeah. I move to, appoint Susie Moreno and Sister Mani Sanya, accept their nomination. I move to nominate them to this Committee of Inclusion. And I think this is very good for us.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me see if I understood. You said your motion is accepting Sister Mama Sonia and Susie Moreno as members of this committee? That is your motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Susie Moreno and Sister Mama Sonia. Is any objections to do that?
No.
Okay. Hearing no objections, Sister Mama Sonia and Susie Moreno are part of this committee. Okay.
Yeah. And thank you for the work that you all did in the past. I read that report. It was impressive.
Yes, but trust me, Susie, that's why I know that. And if you see the report, you see at the end the names of the members, and Susie is one of those members.
Yes.
Sister Mama Sonia wasn't in KPFD at that time. But, well, I believe that what we need to now is be sure that we define our goals.
And okay.
I believe that the goals of this committee is produce a report no later than the idea will be we should start this committee in February, but for whatever reason couldn't, and we need to really work fast.
Well, yes.
We need to produce a report, because the report, according to the bylaw, the report is used by the general manager, by the program directors, by the LESB, by the PMB, but even for the human resources of the foundation need to read the report, because, and like I said, it's so important that I remember that when we did it in 2018, we sent it to the PMB, our LFB sent that report to the PMB, and the PMB put it like an example of the report that every station should have. I don't think that any other station did it since then, but doesn't prevent us from trying to do it again. Because the ideal, I believe, that is if we understand why we are not having enough listeners, if we understand the demographic that we need to direct our effort to bring to the station, that will give the one that make the decisions, you know, the opportunity to see how they can correct if it's something wrong, and how they can target, you know, different communities that should be listeners. Okay. That is exactly the idea of the report, because the report in sea by itself is not any political thing. It's something showing percentage and how our programming, our governance, like everything respond to that demographic. And sometimes
I don't think anybody questions that. So I think
know.
We know. What is the deadline to produce this report, Adriana?
Well, we don't have a deadline, but I hope that we can produce it by November. My idea is, because then, you know, at the end of the year, everything gets crazy. I hope that we can produce it by the beginning of November of this year. We can produce a whole report.
Can we think about that deadline, if I may respectfully request?
Yes.
Because we have a major election coming up, at least in Texas.
many of us may be volunteering on various particular campaigns. I know I am. And I probably will be serving as a voluntary judge on election day. So it will, much of my time will be taken up with that. But once early November is gone, then all that, you know, I will, that will free up some of my time. So may we consider a different deadline, Adriana?
Oh, yes, yes, Lydia. I mean, nothing. We, like I said, this, what we do, we try to work on all this assignment. And then when we meet, we said, well, we are accomplished. We are not. And we are flexible. I mean, you know, I was saying the goal, because I want, before, you know, the holidays, I want to have at least a report that can be shown, you know, and like I said, the one that need to make decisions have a tool in their hands. But nothing.
Well, maybe would the end of the year, would the end of the year be reasonable?
No.
That's too far.
Wait.
Too far.
Wait. Who wants to talk, Nancy?
I'm sorry, I talked without getting
the floor. Okay, no, tell me your idea.
I think December is the new board comes on, and so I will not be. I don't think I'll be on the board. And Adriana, I don't know how the election's going to go, but we need to get this done before November. I would like us to have it at least done by October, something like that.
Okay.
We lost that $50,000 grant for diverse listenership. I mean, you know, we were the only one in the whole network of the other five stations, we were the only one to lose it. And we don't have enough programming that interests ethnic diverse listeners. So we have to...
I'm going to state this for the record. Women make up 50% of the population in any community, and that is not represented in the programming.
Yes.
And it will not represent... I don't think it's represented on the LSB. So right away, that is a glaring omission.
Right. Absolutely right.
Absolutely. The men outnumber the women in programmers. It's been like this so long. Anyway, we have to do something. We have to present our information so that it's easily understood. And it's very, very important, because that's it's going to determine what we're going to do, what is decided as important to do.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we do? So we're going to try and get this done by October 1?
Well, we can working from now, from today.
Wait.
Yeah.
Why don't we select our next meeting date? We are all here. We can select our next meeting. We will give us a few time, because we need, and then we need to decide what we did before. And I think that it's a good idea, is letting everybody in the community decide which part they prefer to work on, you know.
Is there a plan already set out as to what we're to do? Is there a format? And all we have to do is pick it up and follow it.
No, it's our decision. I mean, you know, somebody need, for example, the programming, assessing the programming is a really, really difficult task that cannot be done by one person, because nobody can listen 24/7.
I guess I'm trying to figure out the goals of this committee, of the committee, is to find out. Well, I'm still a little confused. The goals of the committee are to make sure that we find out how people are not being included within the framework of the station, or what?
That is
no. I'll just go back to the bylaws, if I may. It's just to monitor, the committees of inclusion are to monitor both station programming and staffing. In consultation with the LSBs, they will monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the LSB's appropriate committees to improve the diversity of the election candidates at local and national levels. The COI shall monitor diversity participation in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the board. The status of this shall be published and maintained in each respective radio area. So basically, the way I interpret this, Mama Sonia, is that we are to gather the data and report it.
Exactly. And like is specified there in Article 8, Section 4, Committee of Inclusion, that tell you exactly the areas that we need to check. You know,
right.
And if you read the report that was made in 2018, that will show you all the different areas. That's why.
Where's the 2018 report? Did you email it to us?
Yes,
no, it's on the PFCX website as well.
Okay.
I email it to everybody.
Okay.
Yes. And Adriana emailed.
Okay, I'll check it.
I mean, you emailed that on June the 3rd. I mean, I think that was part of your agenda on June the 3rd.
And what?
Is that not correct? Was that not part of your agenda at your June 3rd meeting? I could not attend that.
Yes, but the problem is that the LSB people complain, and they said that because Lillian and Marianne were not here, we couldn't keep going because the original group was on 50%. That doesn't constitute quorum.
Mama Sonia, what's your email? I've got it right up here.
Let me see which one. I want to make sure I'm using the right one. Hold on.
I sent it in the last email. I'll correct you, Lillian, because you have the other one for her. And in the last email that I answered you, I put her right email, the one that...
No, I'm going to re-forward the report. Oh. I was looking for that 2018 report.
I can send it.
Send it to us. I have a copy right in front of me.
Okay, perfect.
Would you mind resending that, Adriana or Nancy, whoever has it available?
Yes, sure.
Or I found it too, so I can send that. If somebody wants to give me their email right now, I'll send it out.
Send it to the whole group, the last email I sent you. Put reply all and add there the report, and that will be, because there is the right address for Sister Mama Sonia and everybody else.
Is it selurob@gmail.com?
No.
selurob@gmail.com.
Say that again. I'm sorry, say that one more time.
E as in elephant, L as in love, U as in umbrella, C as in cat, R as in Robert, O as in open, B as in boy, @gmail.com.
Got it.
Sister Mama Sonia, I have a question. I will send it back to you, and you told me to put the other email.
Pardon me?
You asked me to change it and put the other email there for you.
Oh, okay, what's the other email? I'm sorry, I got...
The other email...
What's the other email?
I will tell you in a second. Let me see.
The what's
because
the story one?
Check that
okay.
One. Let me see.
Okay, use, Lillian, use what?
Yep.
WHATZ, the THE, story one at Gmail. So it'll be
is it one? I've got
no, what? Like WHATZ.
Right.
THESTORY, the number one @gmail.com. What's the story?
May I ask you something? Because this is getting confused by the second.
I'm sending it to all the emails.
Okay. That'll work.
Sonia, it's important. Are you receiving the LSB emails?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because if I don't mistake, the email that Otis got and you asked me to put there was sistermamasonia@gmail.com.
Oh, boy. I didn't know I was using. I've got to clean this up. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up and see which one that I'm getting LSB stuff from. Okay, I got that from Adriana, sistermamasonia.
gmail.com.
Yes, you sent me something on that one.
And I sent there the original report to you.
Yes.
And that is the, you are supposed to be, did you receive the automatic reminder of this meeting?
I'm trying to see where I saw it. I got the meeting from you, a town hall meeting, which I won't be at.
No.
Really, July now, right? I'm so confused. Yeah, it's been, looks like all of my emails are going to this one. Sister Mama Sonia. So we'll just use that one. Sister Mama Sonia is email. We'll just use that one and I'll just clear up everything.
Yes, I put that in the original email last one that I answered to you.
That's the one. Take the rest of them out, and I'll use Sister Mama Sonia.
Perfect. Okay. What I will ask for everybody is if you could go through the report, see which part you want to take on. Like I said, the programming is so time-consuming because categorize all the programs, you need a lot of time to listen in different times, different hours, and we have the FM and we have the HD.
Right?
That's why we need more than one person taking that task, and will take really a long period of time.
I'm happy to be one of that team.
Perfect.
Oh, good.
Who is going to be on that?
Oh, I want to work on programming and programmers.
Nancy.
And Nancy
and Lillian.
Yeah, I want to work with Lillian.
Okay.
That'd be great. Thanks, Nancy.
The two
and
of
I
you
wanted to
grab that part. We agree on that, right?
Yes, and one thing we have that's nice is there's an email list for all the programmers. I think it's MailChimp, and we could develop a survey to get a lot of information.
Later.
Okay, that's later, but I mean, we have that. And I wanted to add one thing. Wesley Bethune listens very much to the HD, and so he reports to me any HD radio outages, and we might consider him because he's listening to it all the time.
Okay, Nancy. Nancy, okay. I mean, for now, we need to define some. I'm sorry?
Adriana, this is Susie.
Yes,
Nancy.
Susie. Yes,
okay.
Please.
I did in 2018 the demographic statistics for Houston, Galveston, and Huntsville. I don't mind doing that again. Not sure. I think the data is every 10 years, and I'm not sure anymore if we should have new data or the data is going to be the same.
No,
or
we can. 2020.
Different.
I wouldn't mind doing that. Or if somebody else would prefer to do that, I wouldn't mind doing the LSB representation. Either one will be fine for me.
Remember that I remember that, if I don't remember wrong, you did the super neighborhoods.
Oh, I did.
For that report.
I can do that, or I can just do...
Perfect. Why don't you do the super neighborhoods? The data from the United States Census Bureau is from 2020 now.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's being updated every year, but the last complete one is 2020.
Okay, then I can do that. I can do that also. I mean, I can do that if nobody wants to do that. Or if it's to do that, I will do something else like the LSB representation.
Hey, no, that the super neighborhood, you did it before and you did a great job there. I think that you can do that. Sister Antonia, do you think that you can get, for example, the demographics of the LSB?
Because that's a category of it. I can do that instead, or I can do the demographic.
No, that's Sister Mama Sonia, I cannot hear you.
Now I can. What part is it that you want me to work on?
The demographic of the LSB. You read the report,
all right.
Mm-hmm. And then you see that part and see what is important to take from there. Because it's gender, age, it's race, it's a bunch of things, ethnicity. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Then, and what I don't know if everybody agree or not with this, I have the general statistics of the United States Census Bureau. I have the statistics till the beginning of this year, the new ones.
Yeah.
But what I think that we should select, because all of this, in this committee we work, not in the committee, we work in our own parts, and then when we meet, everybody bring whatever they have, if they have problems, if they ask for help.
Right.
You know, that is the way that we work. And I hope that we can, at some point in time, we can start having in-person meetings, because sometimes it's easier and we can show each other, you know, whatever we have or whatever. I don't know what you think. No, for now yet, but maybe we can select our next meeting. I think that we need to give us a little bit of time, because everybody need to read the report and see how they think that they can accomplish whatever task they receive. Okay, I believe that we will need more than two people for with the programming, but that's okay. We will see. Once that we start our task, we will see by the next meeting if we need help, where we need help, and what do you think? I don't know. I want to hear what you have to say.
I think that if we each work on what we've decided to work on, and then come together at the next meeting. We won't be finished, but at least we'll have something to present. Then if we find that we need more help, then at that point, maybe we can ask for more help. But there's it's a lot of work, and we don't have a lot of members. That was the reason we need two more. I think we all need to just pick something and work on that. There are two more categories, which was on number four that we did last time, was to identify the reason for loss of minority audience.
Reduction
of membership. And
So
nobody's picked to do that. So those two need
Susie, because what we did last time when the report, after the first thing that we need, that is part of the report. We need to do at the beginning is once that we collect all the statistics, we can compare what is going on. And maybe we could identify the sources of the problem. Maybe.
Okay.
No, but for that, we need the statistics. Yes. If not, we don't know.
Okay. That makes sense.
And that's why then once that everybody have their information, then we can get together and see how we can, you know, work that together to see if we can identify the problems.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Okay.
This is Nancy.
Nancy?
Yeah, I think when we meet together and we tell
report among each other, all of us, how we're doing, and get some feedback from the other members. Oh, well, why don't you try this or that? Because I really would like to hear from others. And we have never done a survey of our membership to check their diversity and their demographics. And I think if we can progress and get these things done that we spoke about, we can also think about a membership, a survey to our membership, and get some demographic information about them. Of course, not everybody fills out a survey, but we could try to make a very, very inviting cart to ask them to do that. But I think we need to look at our membership too, but be thinking that in the future. We have never done that before. That's all I just want to say.
Okay.
Right.
But I think that for now, our next, and we are almost an hour in this call, I think that is good enough to start. I believe that we could select now the next meeting day, and I let me know which is a good day, when, which day do you want, and when do you think that you could have at least start the task that you have.
So maybe in 2 or 3 weeks would be reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
So that gives us a chance to get going on what we're...
To get us started. Yeah, then we can check in to make sure we're on the right track.
Okay. Yeah.
What about July 22nd?
Oh,
is that a Friday?
I can't do it on the 22nd. I can't on the 22nd. I have to be in Acres home.
Okay, you can't.
No.
Okay. Well, select the 29th. What about the 29th?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Anybody?
I can do the 29th.
You can do the 29th? Okay. Everybody?
Yeah.
Six? The good times too?
Yeah. Let's... Could everybody not use contractions? I mean, we're radio people. Let's say cannot instead of can't. It's confusing for me.
Telephone,
and I don't want to make any mistake. You know, I mean, somebody says can't, and we can. So let's not do contractions. Come on, let's be radio people. Okay.
So, plus, I have a funny. I have a funny accent.
Well,
no.
Compared with mine, don't worry. Nothing compared with mine.
And I want to say, maybe Lillian and I may be thinking of some good questions to ask our programmers. And when we meet on the 29th, we can display those questions to the group, to the committee.
That's why.
Okay.
That is part of everybody that have a task. We are supposed to keep to the 29th. It's whatever we found, whatever the difficulties, and like you said, we will ask each other. Or we can also, you can also. I hear a lot of noises, and I don't know where it's coming from.
Oh, it's me. I'm at Whole Foods. I'm sorry.
Okay. What we can do, too, is remember that we can communicate by email. Right?
Yes.
If we need something, we can throw, you know, some forth, and maybe if somebody is having a specific problem, this committee, we work out of the committee. When we came back to the next meeting, we bring whatever we, difficulties, problem, sources, whatever. And if everybody, then we said that we will set the next meeting for July 29, Friday at 6 p.m. Is a good time for everybody?
Yeah, that works.
Same thing? Okay, then we will do that. And I will be sure to talk to Otis. He told me, and I can see there, that it's posted in KPFT, website, the members of this committee with the right email address. It means that they should receive it. I will ask all of you, please go and check to be sure that it's not, because sometimes, you know, go to the spam, like Lillian, you say, a lot of people, we receive hundreds of them, thousands of emails, and sometimes, you know, that goes there. But you check, all of you should check today. I think that was Nancy 525, something like that, a.m. We received the last automatic reminders. All of you go to today at 525 and you'll see and said something like no reply.
Okay.
What said Nancy? I don't remember. Do you remember what the email said, Nancy?
Trying to find it.
Oh, okay. You're looking for it. Okay, perfect. Whoa. 5555555555. I found it. Said no reply. That is the name of the email. Instead of saying the name of a person, say no reply. All in one word.
Okay.
And then said in this case was at 5:35 a.m. At that time I received it. And normally
I get those emails for other committee reminders.
Yes, you should have it. I will send another email to Otis because he got all the emails and were correct. Told me that they were there. And once that they are there in the website, the system send it directly. It's not him. No, he put it there.
Right.
The system send it automatically. That's why check everybody just in case. Check at 5:35 a.m. today, and be sure that you get that no reply because say KPFT Committee of Inclusion Friday July 1st at 6 p.m. Central Time, and said your name. In the case, my case, say Dear Adriana. This is a reminder that KPFT Committee of Inclusion, and all the information is there.
I forwarded 5:35. I forwarded to all of us and Marianne too. I just sent it.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect.
It always comes early in the morning.
That we have reminders at least a week before.
Yeah.
And then 2 or 3 days before, and then the day of the meeting at like 5:30 a.m., something like that. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Then can I entertain a motion to adjourn?
Yeah. Nancy wants to say something. I'm very interested in how the neighborhoods have changed because we're getting 1,000 new people moving to Houston every day. So this is going to be really interesting. And also the programmers, I'm interested in what are the age groups? Are we getting younger people and what gender? And maybe we can, if we get this kind of information and also their gender preference or their gender, whatever they wish to be known as, how diverse are we, you know, our programming and the kind of program? Because we've got to appeal to many different, we have an international city here, and we have to step up our appeal. My goodness. I mean, we got to lead the network. We are growing here in Houston. Those other cities are dying. We are growing.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
I want to let you know that I received the email that you sent back with the report. I received it. Sister Mama Sonia, please check if you receive it too.
Because
I sent it to you too this time. And just check, just in case. And if not, let us know. Throw a text or an email and we will resend it to you. But, okay. Do I have that motion? It being 7:06.
Yeah, I move we adjourn and meet at 29. See y'all.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you
Thank
all.
You, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.